There's not a lot Republican Pat McCrory and Democrat Roy Cooper agree on these days, but the gubernatorial campaigns of both men have a common theme, North Carolina's economy, and Cooper was in Charlotte today to present his plan to bring high-paying jobs to the state. WFAE's Tom Bullock was at the event. He joins me now. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Mark.
Let's start with the venue that Cooper picked, the Advanced Technology Building at Central Piedmont Community College. I'm guessing that was not by accident.
No, it wasn't. Cooper's plan can be broken down into two parts, long-term and short-term. His long-term proposal is all about education, but that, he said, does not necessarily mean a four-year college degree. Cooper said his plan includes more funding for colleges, but also
streamlining our workforce development system, increasing apprenticeship programs in the high-need industries, and encouraging more collaboration with high schools, community colleges, and businesses.
In essence, Mark, Cooper says there are jobs that are not being filled because workers don't have the certificates, skills, or training that businesses need. These jobs can pay well and can come without the burden of college debt. Overall, Cooper argued his plan would benefit the middle class, something you'll hear from most politicians these days, regardless of party.
So that's a glance at Cooper's long-term goals. What are the short-term measures that he's proposing?
Well, there were five things Cooper said which could be done right now to give the state an economic boost. A statewide transportation bond, reestablishing the child care tax credit, which was killed by the General Assembly, renewing the state's film and TV tax incentive program, the full repeal of House Bill 2, which Cooper says is costing the state millions, and finally, joining the expansion of Medicaid being offered by the federal government.
This will not only provide essential services for our state, it will create tens of thousands of good-paying healthcare jobs and will provide a critical economic boost to our rural areas, particularly as they are struggling to provide healthcare to their citizens.
And that rural focus was a key point Cooper brought up again and again, citing statistics that show 55 of North Carolina's 100 counties now have fewer jobs than they did before the Great Recession. Overall, Cooper said North Carolina's economy had been doing just fine for decades. Then, as he said, it hit a speed bump caused by the ideology of Governor Pat McCrory.
And Tom, Cooper is obviously running against Pat McCrory for governor. Has McCrory's campaign responded to today's speech?
Well, Mark, I spoke with McCrory's campaign spokesman, Ricky Diaz, just after the speech. And here, in a nutshell, was his response.
The Attorney General continues to denigrate North Carolina and to lie about the progress we've actually made in three short years.
As for specifics, Diaz reiterated North Carolina's economy is growing, citing the most recent state revenue numbers as proof. And those numbers are up, and McCrory himself has said again and again that North Carolina's economy is the fastest-growing economy in the U.S., and that is something the fact-checking site PolitiFact NC has ruled true. But that ruling is all about the overall economy and not about individual incomes. Those two things are not always linked. And as for the broader points of Cooper's plan, the apprenticeships, transportation bond, and the like, Diaz said this.
Roy Cooper has no new ideas when it comes to his economic plan. He has shown that he's just recycling old ideas, or he's just saying things that we're doing already.
And that last point, that he's just saying things they're doing already, there is merit to that. Take the transportation bond idea. The bond passed by North Carolina voters recently was called the Connect NC bond because when Governor McCrory proposed it, the bond included money for roads, rails, ports, and bridges. The General Assembly then stripped out those transportation programs before it got on the ballot.
Right, and in fact, it seems that most, if not all, of Cooper's plan would need the cooperation of the Republican-controlled General Assembly in order to become reality.
That's absolutely right. Let's just look at these short-term measures, from the tax credits to Medicaid expansion to, of course, any changes to House Bill 2. The General Assembly would need to pass bills in order to make those changes. And I asked Cooper why he, a Democrat, thought he could fare better than a Republican governor in getting those changes. He responded by saying, McCrory hasn't really gotten much through the General Assembly. Then Cooper cited his time as a state legislator, basically arguing that he knew better how the General Assembly works.
All right, WFAE's Tom Bullock, thank you.
You're welcome.